Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
What's happening, listeners? Hope we're well. Now, before we get into this very funny episode with the very funny Josh Bolf and the very funny Will Robbins co-hosting, I'd just like to tell you about the offer that I have on Patreon this week. If you're interested in seeing my set that I performed at the Comedia in Brighton, then there will be a link that will be available on Patreon until the 8th of August. So if you'd like to see that, all you have to do is head over to patreon.com/jackskipper, sign up, and then you can just check that out. You'll also get access to the Get to the Extra Good Stuff podcast that I do with my brother Joseph. You'll get access to my solo podcast, and you get early access to the main podcast, and that's all for £3 a month. So there's loads for you to enjoy over there, and all the pledges will be put back into the podcast so we can make it even better. So everyone's a winner. But remember, if you do want to see that live stand-up set, that will only be available till the 8th of August. So sign up before then if you want to check that out. But anyway, that's enough from me. Let's get to the good stuff.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting-to-know-you chit-chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now's the good stuff.
You're ready now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to episode 13 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. My guest this week is comedian, TikToker,
yep.
Instagrammer.
Sort of, yeah. Of
Isle of Sheppey.
Person, yeah. I'm an island dweller, that's where I'm from, yes.
Josh Bolf.
Here we go. I'm here.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm meeting you, mate.
Yeah, it's nice,
isn't it? This is the first time we met in the flesh.
Yeah, the clash of the TikTokers.
Yeah, you kept coming up on my FYP and I thought, who's this cunt? And here we are.
I thought exactly the same thing. That's the weird thing. Oh, and also we have co-hosting this week.
Friend of the show. Will Robbins.
Will
also
Robbins.
A TikToker.
This is your... The lovely boys,
FYP.
Yeah, man. Third time here. That's official friend.
Sober friend. For the first time.
Oh, really? Do you usually do it drunk?
No, you did last time.
A couple of times. Sorry. We're in the soft drinks now.
Yeah. I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest. You're not as good.
No, we're going to get to the root of it. We're going to get intimate.
Right, let's be real. On that note, shall we get to the good stuff? Josh.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I've been in a few fights, yeah.
A few fights.
I was a very violent kid.
Was you?
When I was a little boy, yeah, I was proper violent. And then when I've been an adult, I've tried to sort of avoid fights.
Right.
But I've been in them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've slung fists.
What's
terrifying?
What sends you over the edge?
Sends me over the edge?
Yeah, what is it that makes you go, fuck you?
Oh, racism. Can't stand it. No, generally, I can't stand it.
Right,
but the last fight I was in was in... I was in Bournemouth with the boys.
Right.
On a night out. And... I got into a stage where whenever I go out drinking, I like to have a little wrestle.
Right.
That would be my thing.
With your mates, not with strangers.
Sometimes with strangers, but I would always like, if I got really drunk, I'd just shoot for the hips out of nowhere. Oh, do you know what I mean?
And you're my worst nightmare.
I was that guy. But I would have
stay with my hips, pal.
This was about 5-6 years ago. But I just thought it was really funny to like, just wrestle people, get them to the ground and try and get them into a...
That is funny.
Because you're in a tiger. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's playing it smooth. They've got their best shirt on and then next thing you know, you're on the ground.
And the thing is, there's nothing you could do about it either.
Yeah.
It's really like...
It's intense. It's intense. And I'm doing all the moves. I've gone full Khabib as well. I'm there. I'm just like, I'm on you. Yeah, I've got my thighs wrapped around you. Next thing you know, you're unconscious, right?
That is funny.
Thank you. That is funny.
That is.
So I would shoot for the hips. Anyway. So we got kicked. I was in Bournemouth randomly. So we got kicked out of all the bars because I was wrestling. Last bar we were in, I didn't get kicked out. My mate did.
Right.
And I come out, and the bouncer was like, you can stay. You sleep.
Just you on your own?
Just me.
On your own?
Full wrestling gig.
You can stay. You can stay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, you can stay, but your mate has to go. So I'm like, all right, cool. Go inside, put my drink down, come out, look up the road, and my mate is just surrounded by lads. Like eight. You know when people go, there's eight lads?
Yeah, there was.
There actually was eight lads.
Yeah.
And one guy's got him by the neck like that. And I'm thinking, just in my head, I'm like, just...
Pretend you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Just trying to scout somebody else to wrestle, right? I've got a head about it. It's not happening, right? I've got that way. All I remember is like the guy's had him and he just punched this guy. And next thing you know, it's just like carnage happened.
Your mate punched the guy.
My mate punched the guy. So I ran up the road. I don't know if you've ever been there.
The opposite way.
It's my bus.
And I've not spoken to him since. And I just want to send a message out to him. I hope you're doing all right.
This is my big moment. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
No, I ran away and...
No, I didn't.
I ran towards it.
Yeah, okay.
And
I think this is like, he's been interrogated and you're like the good cop back on.
Yeah.
And he's got the truth out now.
Yeah. I ran away. Back to the travel lodge. Just had a little cry and a wank. I ran towards it and I don't know like, if you've ever read that where you run, you think, I don't know what I'm going to do.
What
when I get there?
It's like a stand up gig. Yeah. I'm just going to get on that stage, fuck knows what I'm going to do.
I'll just improv it. Yeah. Right? I'll just do a bit of crowd work, right?
So I just crowd like, work on their face.
Ran towards it, and as I'm running, someone punches me in the back of the head. So I'm like, I don't have to do anything now. Do you know what I mean? I can play the victim.
Yeah, you were like, thank fuck for that.
Yeah, I was like, So I fell back and I'm on the floor. Next thing I know, just everyone's stomping on me.
Like,
I don't know if you've ever been stomped on. It's quite a surreal sort of experience.
Brace position.
I just remember laying there thinking, well, this is like mental. Because also I'm really drunk, right? And I just remember
this is a mental night out. That is horrible.
Yeah, like it's all weird.
All relaxed. This is bizarre.
Have you ever been in that position where you've had a proper like beat down?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a weird sort of, you go, I don't really know what I've done wrong. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, I braced, I don't say what you're laying there taking a bit.
I was just like,
texting.
Arranging an Uber.
You're right, babe, yeah, I'll be home later.
It's on TikTok. And, checking his views.
Yeah. That's horrible.
The girlfriend got involved and she like got them off me. Like she sort of like, leave him alone. So I popped up and I swear to God this happened, right? She was like there and they were there and I threw a punch over the top and I hit him in the face, right? And he said he punches harder than Mike Tyson. I swear to God, he was like, oh my God, like when I clocked him like that.
He said
those exact words. I punch him straight in the face. Next thing I know, it's just a brawl. Right, everyone's punching each other. The police show up and break it all up and sit me and my mate down. Right. And a bouncer comes over and he goes, because we were about to get arrested, and he goes, leave those two alone. Like, the guy got jumped and his mate just jumped him. The boys come back. Right, so now there's like a, what's the word, like a... wall of police officers holding them all back.
Linking.
Riot
police. Yeah, yeah.
German shepherds, the lot, right?
Everyone's whispering, he punches harder than Mike Tyson.
So I jump up and I'm like, obviously just running on excitement and booze. And I
this is just frantic energy coming from you right
just
now.
Just so nervous. Yeah. And the police officer comes towards me and I grab hold of his jacket and throw him on the floor.
Oh, no.
The policeman?
Yeah, so I've learned you should never do that.
Right. Rule one.
Rule one, never throw a policeman on the floor, especially in Bournemouth. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, it's
not, especially not Bournemouth.
It doesn't happen there often.
Yeah. Especially says it, you went there.
Yeah.
Do not throw.
Do not throw Tim on the floor again. He's a lovely police officer. He's been with us for many years. Can people stop toppling him?
He did have that vibe as well. Like, he was a Tim.
It was a Tim.
Like, he was a middle-aged dad. Next thing you know, I was handcuffed and I was in the back of the police wagon.
Why did that guy come over you to do that though? Why did you? He was getting away with it. He was all fine. And then why did you throw a policeman?
Because you're just like. No, it's just that anxious energy. Do you know what I mean? Just like, they come over and they're like, fuck it. And I was like, come on in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was doing all like, have you ever watched Danny Dyer's Hardest Men?
Yeah.
I feel like I was just doing a routine from that I'd heard. Do you know what I mean? I was like playing out a script from that.
I love how hard you are to predict. 1 minute he's just laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Predict this guy.
Getting a beating. This is mad. And then you just tossing a copper.
What's he gonna do next?
Yeah.
I think that's quite a good fighter.
I just like that your explanation for it was that you were anxious.
Oh, well, no, the funniest part was
Danny Dyer's most anxious man.
I've got anxiety.
I'm like worrying over a text.
Yeah.
How did I come across?
Well, I did, to be fair, when they cuffed me. Have you ever been in handcuffs? It's really really hurts. Like, I've got petite wrists. Like, I've got little wrists, right? And it really hurts.
Yeah.
So when I was like in the thing like that, the female police officer was really like, took a liking to me or whatever. She was like good to chat to and stuff. And I said I got ADHD and I can't be in them.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Do you actually have ADHD?
I think so, yeah. but then she uncuffed me.
And then you legged it.
No, so like, they drove me home in the end.
Right. Oh, that's all right.
Because they were so worried I was going to get beaten up, they just drove me home.
Right, yeah.
I think there is that thing with police in general, innit? If you're all right to them.
Yeah, I mean, he did push one of them on the floor.
No, so one guy hated me, but the girl was up for it. She was not up for it. She was like, she was up for like being nice.
Yeah, yeah.
She was the one that was like, let's just get him home.
Yeah.
He didn't want none of this.
Well,
he
nice.
Was just wrestling people.
That's
next thing, you know, he's got jumped.
That's nice. You like push the copper over and then they give you a lift home. That's the result, I feel.
I think that is. Ben was on, wasn't he? Let's not bring it up.
Let's not bring it up.
One half of Lovely Boys goes around assaulting police officers.
Oh, really?
Punch a couple of coppers. But we talk about that.
It makes him really uncomfortable.
It
really ruined his brand.
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
No, it's fine. It's just not on brand. It's not on brand with a fucking brand I've been working on for 2 years.
That's your stick, isn't it?
Jack's a good editor, so we just keep this bit rolling.
I'll turn a bit.
You're like, you've got that sort of vibe, isn't you? You're sort of Lovely Boys, yeah.
Yes.
The Lovely Boy. And the bloke who
the lovely boy and Ben.
So what? So when you said like violent,
Ben's an outcast.
He was a violent kid, as in like not bullied, surely not.
No, I wasn't. When I was like a little boy, I was a very feral kid. I didn't really know how to be around people.
Right.
Like
what that is.
I had a skateboard race with my best mate once. Not like you know when you're like a little boy and you put your knee on it and you sort of go like that.
Yeah.
And he won. So I just picked up my skateboard and put it around his head.
That's not.
And he ended up in a hospital.
Oh, God. Fucking hell.
That was my best mate.
That's dark.
That's what I'm saying. I was weird.
Hard to predict.
Did you used to like hurt animals or anything?
No, but I did used to, I would get grasshoppers.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Please, and I would,
no.
Did you do this?
No.
Because I said this to my girlfriend.
I didn't know how to get a grasshopper. What do you mean getting grasshoppers?
I said this recently to my girlfriend. She was like, weird, right? So I would get grasshoppers and I would break their legs off so they couldn't jump away and I'd keep them in my drawer at
that's
school.
A serial killer vibes. That's what serial killers do before they get their hands
you're
on
you're lucky bars. That you only push policemen. That was tip of the iceberg.
Did no one else do that? No,
just push grasshoppers over. less harmful.
Yeah, it's less distance.
Just push them over.
Yeah, no, I was a violent kid and yeah, like I remember one time this little boy came around with his new bike. And he was like showing off his bicycle. And I was playing in the skip. We had a skip on the drive.
I was playing in the
Insight
into Josh's childhood.
Pre PlayStation. So you're playing the skip.
Right. There's other things to do. Is that good for your Christmas? Here, son. Got old radiator in it.
You wouldn't play in the skip.
Here you go, you got 6 weeks with this bad boy.
you're making it sound like it's a bouncy castle.
No,
you want a kid. What do you want for your birthday? I want a skip party.
A skip.
All your mates come around and play in the skip. Take shoes off. Take shoes
off. Yeah. No,
but that'd be, I'm a bit jumped on a skip.
Mate, if there was a skip on the street.
How long were you spending in a skip?
4 hours. But I was playing in the skip and this boy comes by on his bike and he's like, I've got this new bike or whatever, he's trying to show it off. And I distinctly, you know when you have those early kid memories like vivid in your head? I had this memory in my head where I was like, I'll show him. Right? And I quietly, like I carried on having conversation with him and I walked back into the garage and I got a piece of wood and I came back out and just smashed the shit out of his bike.
Why?
Right in front of
Why
him. I don't
do
know, right? Just
jealous.
Started. I was jealous. Like it was like
you
a
wasn't
rage.
A yeah. Flash card of his bike.
Yeah. I'll play with old bags of cement.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, mate. That must have been jealousy, then, mustn't it?
Yeah, but then his dad came round and beat me up.
Beat you up?
Because I smashed his.
How old were you?
Yeah, it was about 7, 8.
Fuck. Where are you from?
Sheppey. I'm a Sheppey.
I love the way your knocks on your door, your mum and dad answer. Is he here? Yeah, he's just. He's in the skip. He's out back in the skip.
He's always there.
Yeah. Was your household quite violent, if you don't mind me asking?
Fuck it, I thought it was a comedy podcast.
Sorry,
wait.
All right.
Skip to the good bit.
No, my household was not violent.
Really? Just you?
Just me, yeah, I was just a weird kid, just different kid. Just,
Is this like you've addressed later on in life? Have you done a bit of counselling on it or a bit of work? Or you just stopped doing it?
Like I say, I generally think when I got to an age where people could beat me up, I stopped doing it.
Well, did beat you up. That boy's dad beat you up.
Oh, he did, yeah. He proper did.
Fucking hell. So what happens now? If you get the red mist, are you able just to go, right, let it go?
I don't really get the red mist anymore.
You don't get it? What was the change?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I don't know. I was just an odd kid. Like my mum says, that was just what I was.
That's it.
Like if I went to football practice, I would end up fighting everyone, or like gymnast, I'd always get into fights and stuff. I just thought that was a very
gymnast.
Where was the gymnast at the football game?
Only three gymnast hooligans.
What position do you play?
Sarah's doing a crab. Josh is like, watch out!
Punch up the whole
Team GB casual. When they're all there doing like the mat, there's a load of geese going, wanker, wanker, throwing bricks. Fucking hell. Fucking gymnast.
Have you got kids?
Yeah.
Oh shit. They not do gymnast stuff?
Yeah, they're starting next week actually. Funny you say that.
There we go.
There you go. But I don't think he's going to beat anyone up. I'm not expecting that.
But have they had fights?
No, do you know what? I sort of want my boy to. The fight one.
Get him one.
Stand up for himself a bit more.
I think you do have to learn to, when you're a little kid, to get punched in the face.
Well, I think this. Your old man must have told you this, right? I think, my dad used to tell me, if someone picks you, you hit the biggest one. You hit him in the face. That's what you do, right? I taught that as a kid, right?
Yeah.
And I know now, you don't tell kids to do that. And I bet it's a shame, because it does work.
Really?
That's the problem, isn't it? Like,
You could kind of still tell him that, can't you?
What, hit him in the... Yeah, I think I sort of do.
Beyond closed doors.
Because he's not going
to... What
sort of person is he going to grow up if he's the guy who tells the teacher? I don't think it's a good lesson to teach kids, do you? Tell the teacher.
I always got told not to grass. They're like, never grass.
By
my parents, yeah. They were like, never grass.
No, that's what they're sort of told. They're encouraged.
Your parents sound like the Cray twins. And that never came up.
Never grass. Never grass, son.
Don't think grass ever came up.
Your own and never grass. Fuck you, no. Right, question two, Josh.
Yeah.
Let's go with... what's the worst thing you've done for money?
Recently, I wanked off a dog.
No, please, this is not happening to me. I would like to walk out of this podcast and go about my day.
Can I give it context?
Wait, no, I'm done with you. You're toxic. Oh,
I wonder how long it takes to get cancelled. There we go. Episode 30.
No, that's like, that, the thing is, that's the top line. Right, when I tell the story.
Yeah, unpack it now.
No, that's the clip. Cancel this man.
Yeah, so I was dog sitting.
Oh, getting
worse.
Yep. And I was horny.
I pulled his legs off so I couldn't run away.
It's not the dogs are right in the skin. Let's go.
Oh my god.
Right, you gotta unpack this, come on.
Right, so I'm dog sitting.
Right.
And it's a French bulldog.
That makes a difference.
Just to paint a picture. Yeah. And so I'm sat there, I'm working and stuff from home, and it walks in the room and it's got a full erection. Now, backstory to this, it's got a very big cock.
Okay.
Right, like it's not getting any better though, is it?
It's panicking me.
This sounds terrible.
I'm really hoping for like a bit where you go, oh, thank God, that's like, still waiting for that bit.
I thought this was the point of this podcast though.
I know, everyone just said really nice things.
You've just been battering
as
kids.
As a backstory, this is the hottest day of the year. I've raced to be here. Down the Red Bull.
I've been building comedy careers left, right, and centre doing this.
I was on Britain's Got Talent.
let's do this bit.
No, I'll give it a call. Right,
golden buzzer.
Can you imagine? Alicia's like, we've all been there. No, so I was dog sitting, and the dog walks in the room. And he's got a full
schlong,
and he starts to. He's like ghost humping, which is the thing where they sort of hump, hump the
That's
air.
Funny when they're walking about, like
And he's doing that, and there's stuff, you know, coming out the end of it, right? And it's just going all over my floor. It's not even my friend; it's my girlfriend's friend's dog, right?
Right.
So I'm like, you deal with it.
It's so someone else is there. Who's there?
My girlfriend.
All right.
Right, it's not just me.
Yeah, we didn't know.
That's what I'm trying to say. I was just doing. Top line was funny, but okay. I'll unpack it.
And I'm just wondering, like, I was worried if he's only going, who's got the money in this situation? the dogs looked at him, so I sort of poured him a little tenner. Yeah. Finish me off, son.
No, he's he's sort of, you know,
coming
all over the floor. So we text my girlfriend's friend and say, there's a problem. He's coming on the floor.
He's coming a lot.
Right. It's a lot, yeah. Now, I know how long it was because we text her at 4:30 and she texts back about 5:30 and said, oh, he does that sometimes. How is it? And he was still going.
What do you mean, how is it?
Like, how is it? How's he now?
Oh, for the what, like, consistency?
Flavour. No. So like an hour had passed and he was still going, and he sort of took himself around behind the TV and was like nervous about it,
right? Embarrassed.
I can sense the embarrassment. Yeah. At first I thought he thought, you know, he was kind of cocky, and then he got a bit shy and sort of like took himself away. Now my whole floor is just covered in it as well. Like glazed. Do you know what I mean? Like, looks like a crispy grape, right?
No wonder he's embarrassed.
So, at least it wasn't a carpet. Yeah.
So she says to us, she goes, you need to help him out, right? And we said, how? And she goes, like, put him in...
recovery position.
So she's like, put him in the bath.
Okay. Right?
So my girlfriend gets him and she, like,
fucking
puts him in the...
with this dog?
Yeah, and the owner.
This is just weird.
It's weird, yeah. So we sort of give him a bath or whatever, and it doesn't work, right? And it looks like... I don't want to be graphic, but you know, like when the...
I think we've gone beyond that point.
You know when the... you know when the lipstick comes out the thing?
Yeah. The holder,
It started to sort of like bulge.
At the top?
Yeah, so she's like, if you don't...
That's bad.
Yeah.
Filling up with...
Gonna blow.
No, blood, like... it's like this.
Okay, blood.
Yeah, right.
A bulbous, like a mushroom.
Bulbous, like... I can show you a picture, like it's like a red mushroom, yeah? So she goes, if you don't do something now, they're gonna have to cut it
off.
It's
gonna blow.
No, they're gonna have to cut it. Apparently, that's a thing.
Oh, that, like, that's what every guy says. That.
maybe if you kiss it, I don't know.
Show a bit of boob.
Sounds like she knows what she's doing, and she's been in this position before.
Well, she owns the dog.
So this happens.
So this dog just cannot stop coming. It's come on the floor.
Yeah.
Now it's coming. It needs to come more.
It's just come for an hour. Right? And it's gone bulbous, yeah?
Hey, it's been on a fucking chem sex bender.
Dog will not stop coming.
But also, the whole time me and my girlfriend are walking on the sofas because you don't want to like step in it.
The floor is lava.
Yeah.
The floor is cum.
Dog cum. Dog cum.
French
cum
bulldog game. Jizz, right?
The floor is dog cum.
Oh my God.
So we give it the bath and it doesn't work.
Why didn't you bath?
Because that's what she said.
She said bath.
Calms it down or whatever. Right. The bath doesn't work, yeah. Right? Light a few candles, a bit of Barry White. You know,
one final comment.
In with him.
So then she goes out of nowhere, because her friend's like, oh, this never happens. Then she goes, go in the doggy bag, there's doggy lube.
Right? What's the lube for?
To, you know, help it out.
But it seems like it doesn't need any help, because it's coming everywhere.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is the helmet is out. So if I don't do something, it's going to lose its helmet.
So why is there a blockage now when he's come all over the floor?
I don't know. Like...
So is that pre-cum?
It's really graphic, but like the thing won't go back in. The pencil won't go back in.
Yeah, it won't go back in. Yeah.
The, you know, it's too...
And the shape has changed.
I'll show you a photo. The shape, it's gone from a brown...
Brown? Please don't say brown.
Why am I here, mate? It's gone from like a brown helmet to like a bright bulbous red mushroom.
Right.
Mm. What?
I'll just let him.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
I don't think we're gonna get any more clarity. Yeah. Follow me, Luke.
I'm recording everything. Yeah. I'm annotating word for word. Exactly. Also, what John said.
Call the police as well. Yeah.
Let me just zoom in on your face, Josh. Don't move.
Okay. Sorry.
What's confusing about this?
No. It just.
So
basically, a while to his owner is texting us from Greece, and she's like, "If his helmet doesn't retract, right. He's going to lose his helmet." Right?
Right. Okay.
So lube up and help him out. Right. So my girlfriend lays him back on the bed like this. Yeah, and I.
You tie your hair back.
Oh my god. Give the gluck 3000. Yeah. So I lube up and I just, you know, do what I need to do.
Did you put a glove on?
No.
Wow, okay.
So
that's interesting.
Surprisingly, I don't just have gloves spare.
Well, it's COVID or something, I don't know.
Where did you have a glove from?
I don't know.
Don't worry about that.
So I started, you know, doing it. And then I realised, actually, if I, like, he's so, you know, lube.
That's dog lube.
No, it's not dog lube. Oh, no, it is dog lube.
I had a realisation. So my girlfriend's holding him back. Right?
Wait, is this...
My girlfriend's in lingerie. I don't know why. But
is this legal? I don't think it's legal.
Wait, doggy lube is like that's an actual product.
I think that's a
doggy
thing.
Lube.
I think that's
I'm actually looking for some brand deals.
It's called
this podcast.
Come on, Josh.
Any dog lube brand? Oh my
God.
So how's it going? You're tugging away on the brown mushroom.
So she's got him held back.
Right.
I'm tugging him off, full gimp mask, and I'm tugging him off, right? And I realised that he's so lubed up that if I hit it, he'll retract, like he'll pull back.
Why,
like
why
that.
Would you hit it?
Because I don't want to finish him off.
Well, but that's the
point. Surely that's the point.
No, so I realised, no, it's just the point is to get the thing back in the thing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're not so wanking him off. You were saying you're wanking him off, not trying to put his penis back in his trousers.
Sounds like you're trying to make
I want to get the thing back in the trousers, yeah, but I am wanking him off. So I just got
wanking. You're giving off mixed messages.
Yeah, bro. You really are.
You're like, don't come.
So I wank him for a few minutes, and then I haven't...
Why is this confusing?
You don't realise why this is confusing.
He's hell off explaining.
You're literally speaking like when politicians get caught doing a sex crime. And they're like, no, I was not wanking off that boy. I was trying to put his penis back in his trousers with my mouth. I don't understand. I had shopping bags in my hands. What else was a kind, sensitive man to do?
Why is no one understanding me?
It's this frustration of not understanding why we're confused.
Because I explained the helmet situation.
So you don't want any more coming.
Clearly I don't want any more coming, Will. I'm not in this for the coming. But
don't wank him off then.
It's a medical
okay. That's the point.
Because I realise if I wank him off anymore, they'd be calm, right?
So you're trying to bend the thing back into shape.
I'm trying to get the fucking helmet back in, right?
Are you feeling the red mist yet? You're going to nut
all over this.
You're going to push a policeman over.
So I realised, and it was like it was a big moment because I think
he was building up.
Yeah, because my girlfriend, I think, was just thinking I was just going to let him go. And I went, because I'm clever, I was just like, if I just bash it, it's going to slide back in. Right. Yeah. So I just bashed it, slid back in.
The whole thing went back in. And then you stopped touching.
And then it was fine.
Yeah.
And the whole point was, did I do it for money?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Because you were dog sitting, so you weren't being paid.
Yeah, but I wasn't because I thought at the end of it, because I looked after it for 2 weeks and I wanked it off. I thought I might get, you never know, a little bottle of something, crate, cash. Got some olives. That's all I got, some olives.
At least they weren't a mushroom.
I was fuming.
You don't love it to be fuming. You do dog sitting there, you leave like a little list. Two walks a day, biscuits in the morning, wank him off. What? What was that bit?
But she knew because it was in the bag. That's how I knew she knew. Because she played dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't have dog lube in a bag if you know what I mean?
But was this thing branded as dog lube?
It was called like Egyptian magician oil or something.
Again, if you, any brand, contact me.
Is that a thing?
Hashtag ad.
What the fuck is Egyptian oil?
They've used it for millennia. Goes back to the ancient.
Oh my God. I feel like you've made that story like sound worse than it was.
It was complicated.
Well, I started off with you wanked off a dog. So
yeah, I did wank off a dog. You've got to top line it. That's common. Yeah.
Not in a courtroom, you know.
Well, the room.
Wouldn't it be great if this was like a To Catch a Predator show?
Fucking hell. Well, we've covered that. Cheers, Josh.
What?
It's the best story I've ever heard.
That was epic. But I'm relieved because it worked.
It wasn't like I've done it for banter.
Yeah,
Will's face right now.
No, because some guys would have started that story and be like, you know what I mean? We was in Amsterdam. Next thing I know, I'm just wanking off a German Shepherd. That was like, there was a good, there was a reason.
You were helping the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Just great structure there.
There was a reason for it.
Have you talked about that on stage?
No.
I'm gonna.
Because I don't think anyone would believe me. I've thought about that.
Well, we struggled.
That's what I mean. I think it'd be like, no.
I don't think it'd be the believing. I think it'd just be the mass confusion.
It's not confusing.
Well.
Have you seen the dog since?
Yeah, I've got him next.
Oh, God.
I'm genuinely dog-sitting him again.
I was just thinking, is he just in his kennel, just like...
No, but apparently he does it all the time.
Why does he come so much?
Because he's not at the snip. Apparently that's the dog thing. So if you don't get snipped, you just, you know...
Horny.
You're just horny, and it doesn't go back in. Anyway, enough about dog dicks.
I liked it. That's a good story. It was a good story. I liked it. Thank you, Josh. Right. What's the worst thing that's happened to you on holiday?
I don't know.
You do know.
Worst thing that's happened to me on holiday.
We can move on. We can come back.
I don't know. I got pissed on in Thailand, but that was inadvertently.
I'm saying nothing.
Can I explain again? Because I've gone hard with the top line.
Let's be honest, though. After the last story, that was pretty subtle. That was like...
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think.
Let's have a classy pissed-on story.
A little palate cleanser. Yeah.
It's weird if it's by a dog as well.
Who pissed on you?
Some American men. But
multiple. plural. Plural.
Yeah. No, in context, I was in Thailand. Have you been to Thailand?
I have.
Yeah. Have you been to Thailand?
Yeah, I've been.
So you know the full moon and all that? The
full moon party.
Did you do the buckets?
Mushroom bucket.
Yeah. Not mushroom bucket.
Not the mushroom bucket.
Mushroom shakes.
Yeah, mushroom shake.
And then you have the buckets. Sangsom.
Is that a drug thing?
Thai whiskey.
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. I did the vodka Red Bull bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But apparently the Red Bull out there is... I got told... I've never verified this. Apparently the Red Bull out there is like...
Got amphetamines in it.
Yeah, it's like everyone tells you it's different.
It's like, quadruple.
Yeah. But I didn't know that, so I've done six buckets. Right. You know, like, buckets with the... Like, they're proper things, isn't they?
Yeah.
And some guy... I was, like, going a little bit, and some guy goes, oh, that's because you're drinking too much vodka Red Bull. Anyway, long story short, everyone's pissing in the sea. Because that's what you do at the full moon party, don't you? Because you're on the beach.
Yeah.
Did you piss in the sea?
I pee in the sea.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I probably did.
Basically, everyone just lines up and urinates in the sea. And I go and I go join the queue. But as I join the queue, the six buckets of vodka Red Bull hits me. And I just fall. just one hit, and I just go like that. And that's what I know. Just people are just.
No.
Everyone, I'm just letting this stuff. Like, just getting urinated on.
People shouldn't pee on you.
Well, the thing is, I think they thought it was funny. So they just,
I love how they didn't move.
Yeah, they just carried on. So I just got urinated on by these American men.
High five it.
Yeah.
America! Land of the free!
Yeah, disgusting. And then, but then I got up and then I couldn't, I was sort of a little bit, I sort of went out to shore, out to sea a little bit. But then I couldn't get back to shore because there was a stray dog barking at me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Then I was like because they're everywhere in Thailand, didn't they? Yeah. So I was like trying to sidestep it. And then the American guy started laughing at me because I was scared. It was a whole thing, but that's not—it's not the best story. But yeah, I got pissed on.
It's brutal.
Where are your holiday? Are you holiday often? Like your holiday destination of choice?
Not really. No.
Are you like? I'm saying, are you like a Greek islands type of bloke?
Ibiza. I like Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yeah.
How many times you been?
I don't know. Seven. Six, seven.
What, lads?
Lads and girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it out there. I think it's a good trip. How about you guys?
Yeah, a few times.
Your mates are Wayne Lineker, aren't you?
Good friends of Wayne Lineker.
Can you get guest list? I don't want.
Well, not after that story. No dogs.
Yeah. Where's your holiday of choice?
I'm glad I like Ibiza. I think I've been there. That's where I've been the most. Yeah. I love it though. I do love it. When was the first time you went to Ibiza?
It's like 19.
How old are you, Josh?
30.
30.
How old are you?
34.
35.
Oh, shit.
You're a young little baba.
I am. Comedy's weird, isn't it? Because everyone seems like...
Young.
Young.
Yeah.
And then you ask about their age and you think, oh, fucking hell.
I think age is a... It makes you better, though, doesn't it? More life experience. How long ago did you start comedy?
I've been doing comedy for 4 years, 4.5 years.
4 years. So, life experiences makes you a better comedian, doesn't it? You've got more... I reckon if I started this when I was 20, I would just wouldn't have lasted a minute.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, not worldly wise enough. Do you know what I mean?
You need to rack up those hours though on stage.
Yeah, I don't know. But also, if you're 20, then you're just loose, isn't you? You've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Fearless.
But also, you just look at these people, you think, oh, it's nice, isn't it? Just come from mum and dad's house, do a set, come on.
We got work.
Some of us have shit to do.
Some of us have dogs to wank on.
Fucking hell. Right, here we go. Another question. Have I asked you? I'm lost now. What's the most expensive thing you've stolen?
Ooh. I do like. I am a thief. I do like to steal.
I'm with him on that though. It is fun.
I don't go big expensive items though.
No.
I steal in two categories mostly. Eye drops. I'm a big eye drop guy. Anyone else here eye drop?
I love eye drops.
I love an eye drop.
Yeah. I've never, yeah.
I drop about 6 or 7 times a day.
Really?
Yeah, and I use
You shouldn't do it too often.
I use the dazzling ones, which dye your eyeballs blue.
I was going to say, you look gorgeous.
I'm going to go blind. I'm convinced I'm going to go blind, but I drink...
I thought I was falling in love.
Lost in my eyes. You know, I nick eye drops, and what I really like nicking is, have you ever been to a museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you go to the gift shop?
Oh, yeah.
Anything
yeah.
from a gift shop.
It's rowdy in there.
Because if, yeah. like, if they're
Everyone's
taking
a, trusted.
Yeah, I love a Mona Lisa bookmark.
Yeah. if they're taking a piss because it's so expensive as well, you think, I'm nicking something here.
Yeah.
It's that it. Feeling.
But I got caught. I was in the... I really like stealing from the... Because you only ever find yourself in there like once every 2 years, like a museum or whatever, don't you?
Yeah.
Or like a gift shop. I like stealing the stones. You know the little gems? Like the rose, you know, there's always like a
Like crystals, and quartz.
Yeah, there'd be like a thing, and you could just take a handful of them.
All right, you go.
I'll get the rose quartz and the, you know, I'll just jack all
just
them.
Fill your pockets.
Yeah, and I put my pocket. And about this was recently, about 6 months ago, I'd done a load at Tate Modern.
They're worth nothing.
I do nothing with them. It's just the pure, it's yeah, the yeah. pure thrill of just like
putting them in a bin outside.
Yeah, it's just having them in my hands. You know what I mean? And this guy come over. He's just like he was like Australian security guard. Where he's like, what you got there, mate? And I'm just like, nothing. He's like,
it's so embarrassing.
He's like, I've literally, mate, I'm 30 years old yeah. in a Tate Modern, stealing something I don't want or need. And I'm just like, oh, nothing. He's like, I saw you. I saw you. I was like,
that's embarrassing.
Okay. And he's like, go put them back. Right. So I had to walk them back with another grown man and just sprinkle these stones back in the thing. And he was like, okay. And that was it.
He's a job's worth. Though, isn't he? Because he's thinking, like, if that's what he wants to do, I'll just let him do it. It's not costing us anything.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. But I think he was embarrassed for me.
I like the way
do you know what I mean? He's like, that's that man's life. Right. He's nicked some gems. Yeah. That was probably the most embarrassing.
Were you with your missus at the time?
Yeah.
Was she there with you?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, she gets a little thrill, I think, when I steal. I think she likes it. Like, we went to see Elvis the other day and I dud 2 bottles of water and I think she was like, oh, yeah.
Dangerous
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Bad boy.
Bad boy.
Look at him. Stealing water, wanking off dogs.
What about the pick and mix in the cinema? That's a loose area.
Do you remember doing that? Should we go filling up the pick and mix bowl with like £1.10 worth and just go, it's a pound in there.
Yeah.
Hoping they don't count it.
Yeah.
When they start counting, ah, fuck. It's been rumbled. I remember my dad made me nick. This was in the 90s. My dad taught me how to nick.
Yeah,
like he liked doing it, so he taught me the way. Like a bit, he was in a cinema in Croydon, and the film Ronin was out. Robert De Niro.
Yeah, great film.
Right, and it was like these big cardboard cutouts of each. I've nicked a life-size cardboard cutout of Robert De Niro.
What did you do with that?
He just put it in the hallway.
Oh, really?
At home, yeah, yeah. But that was lovely. He was like, he was buzzing. I was buzzing. He's like, you see this Robert De Niro just running across the cinema. But, yeah, my dad used to. Even like in gift shops and things like that.
Yeah, they're the best places. I mean,
it's a little buzz, isn't it?
Yeah.
So as long as you're not doing it from like a small establishment, like
yeah.
a bit bigger cinema, Primark, whatever.
Primark?
Well, no, but that's fine. Yeah. That's fine because they're cunts, right?
Yeah.
We once robbed a air hockey machines.
Yeah. Stole the part.
What, the whole machine?
No, the door was loose. Just took all the money out of the air hockey machine.
Oh, really?
Bognor Regis.
£9.50.
Yeah, man. I mean, Bognor Regis in 1999. That was a lot of sweets.
So do you still now?
When was the last thing I stole? Not really. I don't know.
Do you, Will?
Really.
Nah, not really.
Have you ever stolen?
Yeah, just like small bits, just for the thrill. Just walking out with stuff. Or like, you just... Do you know what? The self-checkout at Tesco is a bit of a loose area for me because you can get away with stuff there.
Oh, I'll tell you what I like. Yeah.
You just like scan your bits and then you like put one bit. You can just put a few bits on the side and sometimes the weighing thing in my local Tesco's it isn't quite working so you just put whatever on there. Yeah, my shopping's normally 5-6 quid cheaper every time.
B&Q is a good place to steal.
Yeah.
I've realised it because you know if you need like 2 screws... You can't buy 2 screws. You've got to buy a whole thing of screws. I don't want to buy them. I only want 2. You know what I mean? So I either try and take 2 out and just taken like that. Yeah. Or I like doing this trick where you go and buy some stuff and you just keep snaking your hand.
Yeah, you do that one.
And stare them in the face.
Yeah, and if they go, what about that? You go, no.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's a buzz.
That's a good one. You know what I was thinking in B&Q the other day? You ever see them blokes? So you might not get this if you don't go B&Q. The bloke by the checkout always selling you windows.
On the far end?
As you sort of come out of B&Q, there's a bloke there. No one ever talks to him. He goes,
Oh, you're interested in windows? Yeah.
That's got to be a soul-destroying job. I think it's a bit niche, that observation.
I'm open with that. With that one.
Well, you know what it's like, guys.
In your local B&Q and no other B&Q.
Yeah, I'll leave that bit. What about you, Luke? You a thief?
Only like little bits.
I mean, if we get all our little bits together.
Yeah, I've never been.
We could afford some quartz.
Yeah.
Egyptian dog loo.
Yeah.
One more question, I think. Have I asked this? What's the most drunk you've ever been?
Maybe when he was getting pissed on by all those lads.
It all comes together.
Second hand drunk. What do we talk about at the top?
Full circle.
Have you ever punched?
No, that was right. Being in a fight.
Oh, all right. Where are we? I'm so lost now. How drunk you been?
Yeah.
Did we not talk about getting drunk?
I think that was a part of us.
Oh, okay. Story. Right. Most drunk I've been. Most drunk I've been. Probably when I was like, I got really badly drunk when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
Do you remember that age where you
park?
Yeah, park drinker. I was a major park drinker.
And you told your mum you were just going to go stay at my mate's house. Yeah, we're going to play computer games.
Well, we used to tell my mum there was like at the local leisure centre, there was like a battle of the bands. And I would say to my mum, I'm going to the battle of the bands. At him like in supporting music. Where all I listened to was like 50 Cent. I had a Skinhead, Train Tracks, Mackenzie Tracksuit. And I'm like, I remember I learned the words. I remember someone said there was a ska band there. Nice. Right, and I'd learnt those words, and I would say to my mum, "Oh, it's a great ska band." And she was like, "Oh, look at him! He's culture on him." Right?
His tracksuit.
Yeah. And I would. She would drop me off at the Battle of Bands, and we'd just disappear. So we went to. You couldn't get served in the main town, so we went to the next town next door. And you remember when you stand outside and like you just have all your 20p's or whatever and your pounds and you'd wait for a paedophile to buy you drinks? Do you remember? You just ask everyone.
10 sovereign.
Yeah, and at some point some guy just got by, yeah, I'll buy fags and booze. Like, it was like a shy nonce, do you know what I mean? So he bought us booze, and I got a bottle of Bell's Scotch.
Fucking hell. 15-year-old.
I drank it between the walk from that town to the main town in 15 minutes. I'd done this whole bottle of Bell's Scotch whiskey. And then we met up with two girls. And what we'd do as well at that age is you would go to either a Chinese or an Indian restaurant because they would serve you.
Nice.
Yeah.
God knows why, right? Because we would walk in, like 12 lads. Do you just say that you walk in, 12 lads, and before you'd even looked at the menu, you'd order like 12 flaming Sambucas. And they wouldn't question anything. They'd just be like, all right, cool. So I drank a bottle of Bell's Scotch, tried to get in the Chinese, and they're like, you're not coming in. Like, you can't stand. Right? So we met these two girls come over, and they were drinking vodka. So I took her a bottle of vodka, and I drank her whole bottle of vodka.
To help sober up.
Yeah. So in the space of 30 minutes, I'm 15 years old, I've done a bottle of Scotch and a bottle of vodka. So she's like, let's go down an alley and, you know, kiss or whatever, you know, a kid or whatever. So I go down there. So we start kissing. Things get hot and heavy. And I think, I know what I do. I'll drop my trousers. You know how you do in that sort of teenage way where you're like, I'll just make the next move. Like completely just sort of like.
Mid-conversation.
Just sort of like, this will help, right? And I just dropped them. And I think she just looked at me and she just laughed. She was like, no, clearly no, right? So I was just like, all right then. So I walked back down the alley just sort of like waddling because I'm paralytic, right?
Still trousers down.
And I walk out. It's like 6:30 p.m. Yeah. Right? It's broad daylight. And I walk out with them down and the police just show up.
Oh, no.
And they're like, oh, why is there a 15-year-old with trousers around his ankle in broad daylight? And they get my mate to ring my dad was still about this point. And they get my mate to ring my dad. And they're like, just so you know, Josh is like, basically getting arrested because he's got his trousers around his head. So my dad shows up and picks me up or whatever and takes me back. And they generally thought I was going to die. Like I was like laying on the floor. I was comatose for about 2 days.
That's a lot for anyone.
Like, done. Like, yeah, that's a lot now. Yeah, like, if you've done that, two bottles of spirits in 30 minutes. Especially when you're not drink, you're a drinker.
So you're in hospital for 2 days?
No, so my mum was ringing the hospital going like, you know, he's drunk, X, Y, Z, blah, blah. And they were saying, there's nothing we can do because I've been sick so heavily.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just been, they're like, there's nothing in there.
They can't pump your stomach.
Yeah, there's
done
nothing
it yourself.
We can do. And but I remember my mum, this sounds like a really sad story, she went into shock because she thought I was dead. So she was at the top of the staircase like going like this.
Oh, no.
And yeah, so that's the most drunk I've been. And then when I eventually came to, I never forget, my dad had just put my cigarette packet next to me just to let him know
that
he knows that I'm
knows.
A smoker. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well. That's weird you said that, because we had about a Chinese restaurant. Like, we had one called, a Thai restaurant called Pat Pong's. When we was all 15 and we decided to go down there, but let's all get served. But what we'll do though, we'll put suits on.
Just to let them know.
Because I was a little older. But then we started chatting to the bar staff, like, hey, yeah, just got back from work. And all that stuff. And then she said to my mate, what do you do for a living? And he went, mechanic. She got a suit on.
Bow tie.
And then we started ringing all our mates. And said, hey, come down here and get served. He's like, just put a shirt and tie on. And then you come down. Well, they come in, shirt, school tie. So your disguise to dress as an adult was to dress up as a little schoolboy.
Yeah.
When you are a schoolboy. Still got served.
But they couldn't give a shit.
They don't care.
They could not have given a shit. I mean, they were fighting health and safety standards and all this sort of stuff, weren't they?
I think it is hard. Like, I used to go to, like, as a club. I used to go to, like, ages away to get there, because we knew you could get in when you were like 16.
Mm.
To travel to these places, then you're like 4 pints, you're just fucked.
Yeah, mate, it was mental. Did you? I always think it's funny that this is how white my town was. We had one Indian, it was called Mr. India. It's like they couldn't even stretch to try. And, do you know what I mean? They were just like, let's just.
Was it like any genuine Indian words? I'd be like, what is this Star Wars?
They called it the Raj or whatever. It's like, whoa, whoa.
People might get confused.
Yeah. Just keep it straight down the line.
Is this Southern Indian or shut up?
Just Mr. India.
Mr. India.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Right. You wrap it up? Yeah?
Was that a pod?
Was that a pod? Is that what they call a pod?
That was a podcast.
You in the biz? I'm in the biz. You in the biz?
No.
Okay.
Get the Red Bull. No, maybe. No, thanks for coming on though, Josh.
Pleasure.
That was quality, mate. Follow Josh on Instagram, TikTok.
TikTok.
All TikTok, very funny on TikTok.
Thank you.
What is it? At
Josh B Comedy.
At Josh B Comedy. Thank you, Will, for coming along, mate.
Thank you, Jack, for having me. Thank you, Josh.
Pleasure,
thank you.
Pleasure, as always.
Thank you, Luke.
All good. Thank you.
To finish off?
Yeah.
Bye.
That was fun.
Quality,
enjoyed
mate.
Enjoyed that.
Really good. That was really good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.